So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, and welcome to another segment of Freedom Rings. I am Tommy Freedom, and I will be here for the next 30 minutes. I got a couple things I want to go over today, including a really ominous new law that was just passed in Arizona, and they are looking to copy it here in North Carolina as well. It's very, very dangerous and has the potential to, be overly used or even abused. So I'm going to get into that next, but first, I want to start off with an incident that happened in Oklahoma, and this happened the other day. I have an address, but not the actual town. It's somewhere in Oklahoma. It may be Tulsa. I'm not positive, but have you heard about this, folks, where this 21-year-old woman was actually run down and then run over by a police officer? Have you heard about this? In the event that you haven't, they were chasing her. She was not a nice lady. In fact, they have associated her with a whole slew of gun-related crimes, which includes shooting a man in the head while he was driving. And I think she did some armed robberies, a Best Buy, a market, something like that. So she was not a good person. However, here's where the line is drawn. She was running away. Not only was she running away, she was not firing, and they did not fire back. They actually used the car as a deadly weapon to run her down and literally mow her over. And this happened, oh, here it is. This past Saturday, around 2:30 in the afternoon, at 89th Street and Harvard Avenue near the Jenks East Elementary School. And this was reported by the Tulsa World. So I'm assuming it's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But there's a video for this that you can actually watch. And about 20 seconds into it, you can hear an officer shout, "She's running," and then shots fired. And 5 seconds later in this video, this woman, she's 21, well, she was 21 years old, Madison Suann Dixon. You can see her running down the sidewalk, and she's holding something in her hand. It's black, it's dark, and the cops identified it as a gun. And you're looking through the dash cam of not the car that actually did the deed, but another officer that was there. And you can clearly see the second car swerve around, drive up onto the sidewalk, and run her over. And, I mean, he's going at a pretty good clip, at least 10 miles an hour. So she went under the car, and she is dead. Don't know, they didn't give any details whether she was killed at that point or whether she died later from her injuries. But she never came out the back end of the car. As soon as the guy hit her and she went underneath, that's when he stopped. Instead of stopping and getting out, you know, ordering her at gunpoint to get down, no. He just mowed her right over like something you'd see out of the movie Christine, where a buddy's running down the middle of the street and Christine comes up and just runs him over and leaves him there. That's what this cop did. Now, his name is Jonathan Grafton, and he's currently on paid administrative leave from the Tulsa. Oh, that answers my question. From the Tulsa Police Department, pending an investigation for his use of deadly force. Now, this is reported by an officer. I don't know if it's Leyland or Leland Ashley. And two other officers also fired their guns during this incident, as reported by Ashley. So this is some pretty serious stuff, folks. This is something that you would expect to hear in Russia, China, Israel, you know, somebody being run over by a bulldozer or a tank or a truck or something like that. It's certainly not something that you would expect to hear having happened in this country, most especially by a cop. I mean, all the people involved were white, by the way. Let me just go ahead and point this out. There was no race relations or racial issues involved here, or to be claimed involved here. This was all whites involved. So this was nothing but an act of barbarism, a gross misuse of force. I still can't believe it. Why this guy did not stop and order her to get down at gunpoint, I will never know. No one else will ever know. Who knows what was going through his mind? I mean, was he that jacked up that he couldn't control his emotions? Did he slip into movie mode? And I mean, this is what you see in the movies, folks. This is not something you see in real life. But it happened. And it is happening more and more. Now, initially, it was reported as being racial, and you know, a few cases maybe. It's just that these cops now are getting so wild. Now, I would be curious to see what his background is. Does he call himself a police officer? Does he call himself a peace officer? Or does he call himself a law enforcement officer? And I'd be willing to wager a dollar and a donut that he calls himself a Leo or a law enforcement officer, not a police officer. That's the mindset that law enforcement officers have. And I've gone over this with you in the past, folks. That's the problem with our cops nowadays. They're law enforcement, and force is part of their title. And it should not be. Force should never be in your title. So now, I want to go on to Arizona and go over this just asinine and insane new bill that was just passed into law, basically allowing protesters to be charged as terrorists. Now, as I'm looking at this, I did make a mistake. It's not actually been passed into law yet. It's just been proposed. But it's almost verbatim for the legislation that's being proposed here in North Carolina as well. Now, there are a lot of words like there, and there, or accept and accept, or ensure or insure, that are somewhat alike in their sounds. Recognize speech versus rec a nice speech. I mean, there's some things that can be misunderstood. But the words riot and peaceful protest sound nothing alike. Now, here's a basic overview here. Somebody by the name of Claire Burnish has written this. I'm going to give her credit for these little italicized words here. Anyone caught planning or simply participating in an otherwise peaceful demonstration could be arrested and charged under state racketeering laws. Racketeering laws? But far worse, authorities would be free to seize their assets should a new Arizona bill become law. Police would be granted the power to arrest protesters on the assumption alone that the protest may devolve into a riot, even if it hasn't. Republicans answered the alleged problem of professional paid protesters by introducing this draconian legislation, incidentally aiming a flaming arrow directly at the Constitution. My God. So this is like a Minority Report, where they're basically charging you for a crime that hasn't occurred yet, nor have you even maybe considered committing yet. This is horrible, folks. This is literally walking all over your rights. Now, I haven't looked completely at this one. I know the one here in North Carolina is very similar here, but they also want to be able to seize your assets if you are involved in whether you're actually doing anything or not. And again, it's up to the discretion of the police officer there. So you may have two cops standing side by side. One thinks you're being peaceful, and the other one thinks, well, maybe this may devolve into something, and therefore you are arrested. The one here in North Carolina also deals with association. So simply by being associated with someone who may be acting that way, you could be charged with their crime. And this needs to be struck down. There is no way in God's green earth that any sane person could vote for this. Now, are there professional protesters who are committing acts of domestic terrorism? Yes, there are. And I have gone over that with you on this show before. But there is a huge difference between somebody just walking up and down the street and someone who's throwing rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, and inciting others into violence. And that's where we're facing the really big problem here, folks. There's no clear definition. I mean, not that it wouldn't be bad enough if there were a clear definition, but there's not even any sort of a clear definition what allows them to do this. This is absolutely horrible. If you live in Arizona, contact your senators. And if you're in North Carolina, do the same thing, because if it passes in one state and another state's already looking at it before it's even passed, this is something that they are going to jump on. Now, do we need to do something? Yes, we do. But this is not the answer by any means. This is not a solution to the problem. We need to look at this rationally and come up with a different avenue to go down. And yeah, we do need legislation that can charge these people, but asset forfeiture, my God, I mean, even if they committed a felony, there is nothing that I know of in this nation that allows you to seize someone's property, their car, their home, their land, for committing a crime. I mean, yes, they may get slapped with fines and levies where they're forced to sell it, or in the case of the IRS, they can actually take your stuff, but not for something like this. As fundamental as speaking your mind, that is a First Amendment violation. This is horrible news. Yes, we do need change, but this is not the way to go about it. It's just not. I mean, I would really like someone to explain to me just how in the hell protesting has anything to do with racketeering. I mean, it's just, it makes absolutely no sense to me. You talk about just a far-reaching bill that it's just, I can't fathom this. It's mind-boggling. I mean, there are a lot of stupid politicians out there, but folks, this really, really takes the cake. Now, let me come back to this article here and see. It says who's responsible for this. No, actually, I don't see. No, I don't see who actually has proposed this. Wow. I'm stunned. Looking at this, if this law gets passed, literally, a cop can decide whether someone involved in a silent walk for, say, the National Day of Prayer could be arrested, charged with rioting, and then forfeit their own private property. Now, nothing illegal was done. There were no violation of laws to congregate. And of course, we're assuming that they have the proper permitting. No violence has been committed towards anyone, no damage to property, not even any kind of an offensive sign. It makes no sense. Now, don't forget, folks, that Arizona is the home state of John McCain, so that really could be an indication why freedom-loving people regularly oppose him. Just let you know, it doesn't say who penned this. It really doesn't matter. Just if you live in the state of Arizona, just contact everyone that you can to get this overturned. And again, North Carolina, the same thing. Several years ago, I was sent a copy of a bill that was going to be voted on, and I was very surprised that one of my local senators had indicated that he supported this bill, because it was worded in such a way that a victim of domestic abuse, while the situation was being investigated, was prohibited from owning a firearm. And I looked at that and, whoa. So I contacted him. I said, how can you be for this bill? And he responded right back within 5 minutes. He sent me an email back and said, well, this is a good thing. They shouldn't be having guns. And I said, dude, read this. This says the victim, not the alleged perpetrator. And he sent me one back. He said, oh my God, I see it now. I didn't see that. I don't know how I missed it. Well, a lot of politicians are like that. They look at something, they gloss over it. Maybe they're tired. They've been up for a couple days in session. And something comes before them, and they don't really look at the overall picture. And I think that may be what happened here. So anyway, Arizona, North Carolina, get in touch with your representatives, your senators, and let them know that this anti-constitutional stuff cannot be allowed to pass. I got to take a break. I'm a little over time here. I'll be back in a couple minutes, folks.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase, minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective. Gay pride days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. Get your truth at Radio New America with your host, Billy Roper, at KKKRadio.com.
Hello, this is Attorney Jason Robb. Have you ever thought of remembering the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, your will or trust? We are deeply appreciative of the help and support our friends have given to this important work over the years. The support towards this holy mission of bringing a message of hope and deliverance to our people must continue even after you are gone. Our race, faith, and nation are worth every sacrifice we can make. We must continue the struggle until America has been delivered from the vice of death. Our children are depending on it. Email me at jasonrobb@windstream.net and I will help you to continue your fight for our future upon your death.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. So now let me get into dealing a little bit with Watergate 2 here. I mean, this is what I'm calling, this is what a lot of people are starting to call this whole alleged, and I say alleged because that's a legal term, this whole wiretapping debacle that we know did go on. It's just a question of being it proven. We know this happened. And folks, by the time this is over and done with, if it comes out that Obama was in fact behind this, because we do know what happened, this is going to make Richard Nixon look like a saint. Now, this has been going on for quite some time, and we know that this involves the illegal leaking of information that is classified. Now, there's one journalist that came out and kind of explained how this could actually lead to members of Barack Obama's team going to prison, folks. It's that serious. Now, this guy's name is Bob Woodward, and he was with the Washington Post, or he is with the Washington Post, but he was one of the reporters who actually broke the original Watergate story. And recently, he came on Fox News Channel's The O'Reilly Factor to go over all of these revelations from the House Intelligence Committee when Chairman Devin Nunes said that members of the Trump team had been under surveillance and their identities had been illegally passed around the intelligence community. This is a huge violation of the law, folks. And for this to have happened, I mean, somebody was extremely careless. But here's what happens, okay? When an American citizen is picked up during communications with an individual who is being investigated under a FISA warrant, their identity is supposed to be minimized unless there is some sort of a foreign intelligence value that they put along with that particular communication. Now, Nunes is saying that there were no foreign intelligence values placed on some of these communications that he observed. And passing this information around is illegal. Even keeping that information, if it has no intelligence value, if it's been collected through a FISA warrant, this is still illegal, folks. Now, when Donald Trump first came out and said that Obama was spying on him, a guy named Robert Barnes wrote on Law News, it's a blog, LAWNEWZ, that there were two possible criminal violations by the Obama team. Now, this is what Bob Barnes had to say. It seems that the FISA-compelled protocols were precluding the dissemination of the information were violated, and that Obama's team issued orders to achieve precisely what the law forbids. If published reports are true about the administration sharing the surveilled information far and wide to promote unlawful leaks to the press, this too would be in its own crime. Jesus, what a run-on sentence here. As it brings back the ghost of Hillary's emails, by definition, FISA information is strictly confidential. Dang, that was a long sentence. Oh, no, it's still going. Or it's information that should never have been gathered. Now it's done. Good Lord, that is the longest run-on sentence I have ever encountered. FISA strictly segregates its surveilled information into two categories. Highly confidential information of the most serious of crimes involving foreign acts of war, or, if not that, then information that should have never been gathered, should be immediately deleted and never sourced nor disseminated. It cannot be both. He goes on to say, recognizing this information did not fit FISA meant having to delete it and destroy it. According to published reports, Obama's team did the opposite. Order it preserved. Ordered the NSA to search it, keep it, and share it. And then Obama's attorney general issued an order to allow broader sharing of that information. And according to the New York Times, Obama aides acted to label the Trump information at a lower level of classification for massive level sharing of that information. The problem for Obama is simple. If it could fit a lower level of classification, then it had to be deleted and destroyed, not disseminated and distributed, under crystal clear FISA law. Obama's team's admission that it could be classified lower, yet taking actions to ensure its broadest distribution could even put Barack Obama smack middle of the biggest unlawful surveillance and political opponent smear campaign since Nixon. And folks, it's much bigger. Nixon came nowhere close to this. This stuff was done and he became aware of it and failed to report it. That was his crime. This looks like it was done with the intention of having all this information done and that Barack Obama was behind it. Obviously, there's no clear proof of this yet. But, Nunes' revelations make it absolutely clear that some members of Obama's team committed both of those crimes. And if this guy Woodward is right, people could end up in jail. They could end up in prison, and it's about dang time. Obama needs to be impeached for this. Hillary Clinton needs to be impeached for her crimes. These were all serious crimes, folks. This is not trivial stuff. These are serious matters. And this is exactly why these laws have been put into place, to protect the American people against this sort of overreaching government intrusion, a blatant disregard for the law. I mean, we have seen this time and time and time again out of the Obama administration. If he doesn't like a law, he ignores it. If it's a law that should be prosecuted, he doesn't prosecute it. He ignores it. If it's a law that he doesn't like, he just refuses to accept it. I mean, and then if it's illegal, he does it anyway. This jerk has been making up the law and interpreting the law illegally for the past 8 years. And all of his cronies, the Clintons, his attorneys general, have all been doing the same thing. They all need to be held accountable. Something needs to be done here, folks. Something needs to be done to put these people in prison for violating the law. Those protocols are there for a reason, and they have been grossly violated time and time and time again. And if we don't put someone in prison for doing this, it's going to continue to happen. The next time a liberal administration comes through, they're going to pick up where the old one left off, unless someone goes to jail. Now, I've still got a minute or two here that I can finish up on this note. We, of course, know that the Obamacare repeal failed. Now, I think Trump handled this very well. He said, vote on it, or yes or no. And that idiot Paul Ryan just completely dropped the whole thing. So now Trump has said, that's it. It's over. It's done. We're moving on to something else. And I think a lot of folks in Washington are shocked that he is actually taking this stance. What he has done, and this is a brilliant move, folks, he has said, you work with me, if you work against me and you do something else like this, it's gone, it's done with, and the people are going to realize that you were responsible and not me. Now, I do think that once they realize this and they stop screwing with him, and we do pass a few more things and get some more legislation going, that they will take it back on their own and come up with something and vote for it and put it through. So now I'm coming up short on the clock here. Do have to run, folks. I will be back next week. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until then, my friends, take care. This has been Tommy Freedom. Out for now.